anecdotally, in the southwest, fish catcher rates have been extremely good this year. Yes, exceptional. Best they've seen for a number of years. Around the east coast, catches typically described as about average, a bit below average, or about normal. So, yeah, we just take it as that.
And the big catches on the west coast, any hunch as to why?
Yes, some really big catches down there at stage, 3 or 4 days for some really big tonnage, sort of back to the heyday of the fishery. So that's a really good sign for us this year.
Why is it happening like that?
I wish I knew, Sally. If I had the recipe, I'd be dishing it up every year, I can tell you.
Because across the board, the industry's been seeing some declines and a failure of recruitment a while back.
It was. There was a series of years where we had below average recruitment. It wasn't just constrained to Tasmania. It was across the whole of the southeast of Australia. Even Western Australian lobster industry had low recruitment. Nobody seems to know what caused it. But now we seem to be back to normal. We took some pretty drastic action to get the fishery back on track. We did have a fishery at one stage which was 1,500 tonnes, and we are now only a fraction over 1,000 tonnes. So those big cuts were in the name of sustainability to get us back on track, and it's starting to point to that fact that we're on the way back now.
So we really need to see higher fishing numbers or fishing volumes on other parts of Tasmania to say it's a trend?
Probably. The thing is, we do a stock assessment every year, and the stock assessment for last year from the Institute of Marine and Antarctic Science says that statewide stocks are picking up and catch rates are going up in all the 12 regions bar two, I think it was. So what we need to do is see that they're sustained, not just a once only. And I think the constraining effort of our total allowable catch will make sure that those spikes, as we call them, are evened out. What you don't really want in a fishery is high spikes and low bottom of the U's. In the reverse direction, you try to even it out with a TAC, which takes those spikes out. So, although it's up this year, we just hope that it's maintained in the future.
The other bigger issue that the industry's been grappling, of course, is with the algae. What are your businesses telling you about how they're faring and the economic and the other social impacts of this algal bloom?
I suppose from fishermen's point of view, it's more the frustration that they have to endure about not knowing what they can do until they get test results back. At the moment, there's only one laboratory in the whole of Australia that can do the tests. We have to collect the samples, send them up there. It takes 48 hours to run the test before they give us a result. So if we send them up on a Friday night or a Monday morning, we're lucky to get results by the next Friday. And, fishermen are trying to run businesses and they're trying to make plans of what to do, and it can be very frustrating when you're hanging on to the last minute to know what you can actually do.
Can you quantify the economic impact of the algal bloom?
Oh, I couldn't quantify it. All I know is that the costs of testing all get put onto people's licence fees every year. So my understanding that so far this year, that's going to amount to something like in the vicinity of $57,000 for the industry this year.
But then there's the loss of income for those fishermen that can't go out.
There is. It's
are there many in that boat? Or
No. It's only a minority who can't actually go somewhere else and fish. Bigger vessels have taken the opportunity for the West Coast opening earlier and gone and done some fishing there. As I said, three areas on the East Coast did open on time, so most of the other fishermen have gone to those areas. Now, whilst there's a certain amount of concern about a little bit of extra pressure in those areas, the levels in the lobsters have been going down, and we expect that other areas will be open within the next couple of weeks.
In time for Christmas?
Hopefully so, Sally, yeah. Got my fingers crossed because nothing's ever guaranteed, but the depuration levels in the lobsters have been going down, so we would expect them to keep going down.
And what about next year and the year after and the year after?
Well, that's the question, isn't it, Sally? Is this becoming the new norm? We just don't know. I mean, we had a big event in 2012-13, which lasted through till February. And this one hasn't lasted that long, but it's been more extensive. It's gone from Flinders Island down to Tasman Island. So, we're dealing with the unknown. We just don't know.